This is Morning Edition on New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Massachusetts residents who have been using what used to be called food stamps to buy fruits and veggies from farmers markets and farm stands have been getting a bonus for those purchases. The government puts some of that money back on their benefits card. Now, less than a year into what was supposed to be a 3-year effort, the Healthy Incentives Program will soon run out of money. I spoke about this with Winton Pitkoff. He leads the Massachusetts Food System Collaborative, which has studied the state's local food system.
For consumers, the program has meant access to fresh, healthy local food for folks who traditionally haven't had access. People on SNAP benefits have very limited resources to afford good food, and this gives them an opportunity to shop at farmers markets and farm stands and mobile markets at CSAs and get an incentive to buy that food for their family.
Can you explain what the funding layout of the program for the future is looking like?
Well, the program is funded on a year-to-year basis by the state at this point. The original design was to fund it for 3 years, but those resources have been spent because of the overwhelming demand. So what we're working on now, beyond this initial concern about the suspension from April to July, is getting the state to invest resources in keeping the incentives going on an ongoing basis. So the collaborative right now is leading a campaign to ask the state for $6.2 million in the fiscal year 19 budget, which starts on July 1st, to fund the incentives. And hopefully we'll get that, and hopefully that will be the beginning of an ongoing commitment to fund the program at that level or whatever level demand ends up meeting.
Is $6.2 million fully funded?
That's a good question. It's hard to estimate at this point because the growth was so incredible in the first year. We obviously hope to reach more clients. That number was an estimate that came out in early winter. It's hard to say in advance if that would be enough.
There is another side. I suppose some could say that the program has only existed for about a year and low-income clients have survived without it. Have you heard any pushback to that program?
We haven't heard pushback to the fundamentals of the program. You know, obviously there's a cost to it, and the state has for a long time indicated great support for helping people with limited means to access healthy food, and the state has also expressed ongoing support for local farms. That comes with a price tag, and now it's an issue. Now that we've seen what can be done when we invest in that, the state leaders have to decide how much of a price tag they're willing to spend on that.
A spokesperson for the Massachusetts Department of Transitional Assistance provided us with a statement. They say that since April 2017, HIP has provided over $3.3 million in incentive matching payments to SNAP clients. So that means, Winton, doesn't it, that $3.3 million was then spent at farmers markets, farm stands, and in farm share programs. So do you get a sense of what 2.5 months without that revenue will do to those local farms and farm markets?
It'll become very difficult for the program to carry out its mission if it's suspended as they're talking about doing. For the farms have planted crops and made projections, as any business does, based on their sales from last year, and that included a big chunk of sales from the Healthy Incentives Program. So it's going to be really problematic for both consumers and for farmers.
I'm curious, will this especially adversely affect people who otherwise would have invested a portion of that SNAP funding into a monthly farm share of fresh veggies and fruits?
That's exactly right. This is when people are making decisions about buying their CSA shares for the year, and being able to use HIP benefits to support those CSA shares has been a big factor in folks deciding to use those programs.
Do you have specific concerns about SNAP clients continuing to have food access, security, and health while this program is suspended?
I do. I mean, this is about changing people's eating habits and thereby changing their health outcomes. And we've spoken to folks who, because of the program, it's really transformed how their families eat. If you get people out of that habit and they get back in the habit of simply buying their groceries based on what they can afford, they're going to go back to the processed food that's much more readily available to them. And so it's going to be a challenge to get them back up to speed when the program starts up again in early July.
Winton Pitkoff is the director of the Massachusetts Food System Collaborative. I'm Carrie Healy. This is New England Public Radio.